Good morning, everyone. To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. In our church, we give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected to other churches and Christian organizations. So that as unite our hearts together to give thanks to God for this tithe offering of 142,600 yen. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for meeting all our needs, and we now give a tithe offering of 142,600 yen to other churches. Please use this. And thank you for meeting our needs at all times. Thank you for your financial blessings. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning again. Now, let's watch a 1 minute video.
Minasan, konnichiwa. Kyou wa kyoukai kan ni tsuite desu.教会というとステンドグラスに十字架がシンボルの建物と思っている方々も多いと思います。もちろん教会というと建物のことも指しますが、本来の教会という言葉はギリシャ語でエクレシアと言います。エクレアじゃありませんよ。それは呼ばれた人の集まりという意味です。つまり教会とは人々のことを指すのです。キリストを信じた人は神様の子供になります。教会はキリストの体で、頭はイエス・キリストです。クリスチャンは大きな全体としてのキリストの体の一部、世界の教会の一部であると同時に、一つ一つの教会、例えば東京アンテオキア教会の一部なのです。ですから私たちは個人として主と交わるとともに、身体の一部として主と交わることが重要なのです。これが主との正しい関係なのです。教会にはキリストが満ちているのです。ですから教会には神様の力と祝福が満ち溢れているのです。
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
Thank you。
今日は教会に関してですけども、
Today we've watched the video about church and Christian lives. We have two aspects in which we receive blessings from God. In one aspect,Are we individually believing God and fellowship with Him by prayer, by praying and reading the Bible and fellowshiping with Him? And in the other aspect, when we believe in God, we become a part of church. And as a part of church, we have a relationship with God as a part of church. When we talk about church,There are two dimensions. In one dimension, Catholics, Greek, Catholic, Orthodox, Protestants, all Christians who are saved in Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestants are church. All Christians are church. And in the other dimension, each local church, each church, for example, Tokyo Antioch Church or Nagasaki Church. When we mainly talk about church, we call this each local church. When we believe in the Lord Jesus,We should fellowship with him as individual, and we also have fellowship as a part of a local church. You have a relationship with God as an individual, and you also have a relationship with God as a part of Tokyo Antioch Church. Of course, we are here, but we also have online church members who we cannot see with our eyes right now, but they're also in this church. And church is important. When I started going to church, I was very enthusiastic and I attended all the meetings. And that was really good for me. But I didn't know that at that time. But later I learned that that was very good because I never stumbled over God. I've heard often that people, they stumble on God. But I don't know why. Because I was connected to church closely, I was protected. And I was blessed. Pastor Nagato was similar to me. Pastor Nagato, he was in the church at all times. You know, Pastor Nagato, a long time ago when we had a Christmas service, he was at the reception of the church and he violently fought with another brother at the reception of the church. And some church members, they said they didn't want to come to the church because they were afraid of him, because he was at the reception. But he attended the church at all times, and he was really changed. The Bible said that the almighty power of God is in the church. So if you are in the church, you can be touched by that power, and the church is filled with Christ. Christ fills the church. So just being in the church is a blessing. And you can be also healed just through being in the church. As an individual, we have a relationship with God, and also as a part of church, we have a fellowship with Him. We are going to have the Hakuba Synagogue camp, so let's now watch an ad video about the camp.
常次郎大義士といった政界にも永遠の命
はい、どうもありがとうございました。
九。
白馬スネルゴ
キャンプ will be held from March the 1st to March 3rd. The late Pastor Arai of Mabashi Church was shown by God to build up co-workers, and for this purpose he started Synergoi, and we believe that we have succeeded to this. And we, without his permission, we named this camp Hakuba Synergoi Camp, but afterward, we invited him to be one of the lecturers of this camp, and he agreed with us that this is Synergoi Camp. So we succeed to the flow of the Holy Spirit that God showed to Synergoi seminar held by Pastor Rai. And in this camp, we press on with the work, with the training of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we also have a festival on short movies. And we also have several kinds of seminars, because we do these things for our services and works for God. But some Christians, they don't like to have to do services, but doing services in the church is a grace, because the Bible says that by doing services in the church, we are built up. When I first became a Christian, I first thought that believing God meant living for God. So as soon as I accepted Jesus, I determined to live for God. So I did services, a lot of them in the church. Whatever I was told to do in the church, I did. But even things that I was not told to do, I did. Then my pastor scolded me, saying that don't rob other people's jobs. When I went to Poland, we went to a restaurant and we had a beef steak, and that was about 1,000 yen in Japanese yen, if it was converted to Japanese yen. But some of the team members told me that the same beef would cost about 10,000 yen in Japan. But I really, it was not very good. The grace of God lies in services for God. It's like that very good beefsteak. So it's a privilege for us to do services for God in the church, because God said that all these services for Him, these will lead to everlasting values. That means that I have heard a horrible story. Someone went to heaven, and those in heaven, they have houses, their own houses in heaven. But those who did good services for God on the earth, they have good houses in heaven. I don't know. It's not, the Bible doesn't say such thing, so I'm not sure. But the Bible said that we'll be rewarded in heaven. And on TV there is a commercial, in that commercial, that's a commercial about houses in Tokyo. And in that commercial, some people, they were told to have a dog house in Tokyo. So the Bible tells us to have treasure in heaven. That means that we need to do services. We serve God. So if you don't have money to join this camp, please seek God, pray and seek God. If it is God's will for you to join the camp, God will provide you. Those who think that they can't go to the camp, maybe one third of you will be able to come. Well, when I used to work for a company, you know, I had a lot of inconveniences because I had to attend church every Sunday, but they wanted me to work on Sundays. But when I prayed, I was protected and I didn't have to work on Sunday. But at one Christmas time, my boss said that I had to be in the office. And my boss said that he would never be able to give me a holiday for Christmas. But I prayed and prayed and prayed. And then the Lord moved and my boss gave me a holiday for Christmas. So that I'll be able to attend Christmas service. Now let's watch a video of Thanks, Praise and Revival Camp. From March 27th to April the 1st, we'll go to Los Angeles to have this Thanks, Praise and Revival Camp. Non-Christians can join this camp. Please invite your friends. Many people, they have had their lives changed through this camp. Pastor Hikaru is one of them. You can invite your friends by telling them that we go to Disneyland or Universal Studio during the camp. One characteristics of this camp is singing praises. We go to Hollywood to do street dive concerts. It has spiritual significance. By doing street dive concert on Hollywood Street, many people they all changed. And Brother Steve comes to watch. Brother Steve and his team will come to our gospel showcase, and they will make comments on performance of each church band. And it's not that they listen to the songs of our church bands, but they are thinking about promoting them as professional singers. We also visit Bonnie Blair House, and this is a house where a revival occurred. I used to think that because God is everywhere, it's the same. Wherever we pray, it's the same. But I found out that it's different. When we pray in the place where God leads us, it's different. We also have an opportunity to pray at the prayer chapel of the church on the way. This prayer chapel is special, even though some team members, they fall asleep when we have prayer sessions there. We've heard the testimony of Pastor Jack Harewood saying that when he prayed in the prayer chapel, he saw a vision of four angels standing in the four corners of the prayer chapel. Whenever I'm there, I feel the same presence of God as I feel in Jerusalem, at the Golden Gate, or on Mount Olives in Jerusalem. If you don't have money, and if you can get days off from your work to attend this camp, please pray and step forward by faith. Now, in various churches of the Lord's Cross Christian Center, many people, they suffer from terminal cancers. And some of them are told by the doctors that their days on this earth will not be very long. But I believe, if possible, all of them will be healed. And also many people they suffer from schizophrenia in the Lord's Cross Christian Center churches. I believe that because God prepares to do a great thing, He allows us to go through some difficulties. In our Christian lives, we need to move forward. If you are just settled down and if you give up, it's no good. This morning, I stepped forward because I felt God showed me. I used to I ate curried rice cooked by a very famous female singer, and God showed me that I should tell her about God. So this morning, I asked my staff to send my books on my small booklets about prayer to her. Well, I had about 30 minutes talking to her as I ate her curry rice. I don't know if she remembers me, but because God showed me, I stepped forward and I pray that she will know God. By moving forward, God will work and people's lives are changed. Now let's go into the Bible. Well, we watched the 1 minute video and the Lord blesses us through two kinds of relationships. In one relationship, we have an individual relationship with God. And in the other, when we believe in God, we become a part of the church. We become a part of a local church we belong to. And we also become a part of the whole church of all Christians. And God blesses us to us individually, directly, and to also, He also blesses us through the church. When we, the Bible, we can learn from the Bible that when we see miracles in the church, because number of miracles differ between those Christians who go to church and other Christians who don't go to church, because the work of God is made manifest in the church and through the church. The Bible says that Christ fills the church. You might think that drowsiness fills the church. You wanna be sleepy in the church. It might be so, but Christ also filled the church. There used to be an original gospel song called "Just by Being in the Church." This song talks about blessings of God that we receive just by being in the church. If you are now sleeping, don't be discouraged. But don't fall asleep at home. If you want to sleep, come to the church and sleep. Sooner or later, we will prepare chairs, a certain chairs you can sleep in the church. Through the church, we receive God's blessings. Church is very important. Catholic Church used to say that people were saved only through the Catholic Church. They don't say that now. If you don't come to church and if you are not connected with church, you still receive blessing of God as an individual, but you don't receive blessings through the church. When I became a Christian, I was very enthusiastic and I attended all the church meetings. But at one time, I was hospitalized because of sickness. I thought that not being able to go to church is not my fault because I was sick. I'm sick. So I believed that Even though I couldn't go to church because I was hospitalized, I thought I would be blessed by having a Sunday service all by myself in the hospital. But I found out that my strength drastically decreased. My strength of seeking God and reading the Bible and praying, those kind of things decreased a lot when I didn't go to church. Also, doing services is a blessing. Many people tend to think that doing services are something that you don't want to do. But to get to know God and to receive His blessings, we need to do services. And I'm glad that I did a lot of services in the early stages of my Christian life because I was so blessed. And I was very much built up as I did services. Well, last week, well, I recorded for an internet program, the shortest story of the world, the Bible, the shortest Bible story of the world, every day, and I had holy meetings I had holy meetings, and I also needed to write articles for monthly magazine and newspaper. I was so busy, but I could do all these things. And what I felt, that God helped me, and God would never let me fail in services. Sometimes I'm driven into a corner because I have so many things to do for services, but I feel God's help and strength and God's power to be given me. The Bible, God tells us to pile up treasure in heaven. When we do God's will on the earth, we can pile up treasure in heaven. Of course, you might think that you're born naked and you'll return to heaven naked with nothing, but this is something for eternal, and this is important. And doing services is related to church. Doing services, this is related to church, not individual. From tomorrow, I'll go to Hawaii for missions purposes. You might think that this kind of overseas missions work is something that God opened for me, but that's not right. Because if I just stayed in an evangelical church that I used to belong to before, I would never have been involved in world missions. For example, we have many church bands and we have praise and worship ministry. And this afternoon we are going to have a preliminary praise and worship contest, and more than 40 church bands will participate in it. Why do we have so many church bands? Because our church has a calling from God about praise, for praise and worship. So, calling belongs to church, and we are also given calling from God as a part of the church. Dear Heavenly Father, some people are disappointed at yourself. That's sin. You need to repent and listen to God, and you expect from God. Then God will manifest the best work for you. You are now wondering what to do. Of course, thinking is important, but you need to pray as you think. Pray and ask God what His will is. Then God will give you a right answer. You tried to listen to God and obeyed, but you failed, and you're hurt. But you, why don't you give thanks to God that you made a mistake? God will build you up and cause you to listen to God and obey Him correctly. Now let's pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for you to touch our bodies and mind. I bind the power of sickness. I command sicknesses to go. I command to us, be healed, be healed. In the name of Jesus, I declare God's healing. You have a kind of tumor in the upper face. You are healed. Your sickness in your nodes is healed. You have a bad heart, but you are healed. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever.